Mr. Smith Talks Triathlon, Episode 64, The Midwinter Blues. Mr. Smith Talks Triathlon, practical triathlon advice for everyday athletes. Hi everyone, Gerard here. I'm on my own again this week. Sadly, with Doug back to work, back to normal routines, it's going to be more of me just on my own for the coming weeks. This week, the topic is the midwinter blues. And this is something that I wanted to talk about because, personally, I've had a touch of it myself lately. And I've had discussions with various people who have experienced it to some degree. So I thought it's a really good time to talk about it. Now, in terms of our squad, where we're at the end of our winter block of training. And things were a bit different this year because obviously of COVID and lockdown and everything that happened. So we rejuggled things, events didn't happen, but we're doing our own events to finish off this block so that we have a milestone to finish on. Last weekend we had a lot of fun, had a lot of people doing the Wellington Tri Club's Winter Man, which is just a get together, do basically a half Ironman distance in a day, broken up in a different way. Not a race, social, bit of fun, great location. It was great. Even though it was midwinter, we all got rained on. Hey, it was good fun. And this weekend is the second of our kind of end of block milestones, and we're doing our own Mountains to Sea run as a replacement for the Woo 2K trail event that got cancelled. So we've got a real milestone point for us right now here at midwinter. And so that gives us the options to do various things from here. But before I get into that, I just wanted to really explain, we've got this defined end to a block and then something else specific that we're doing. For a lot of people, they haven't had that though, because there's been no events. There's been a lot of the same going on. Well, not really. We went into, had COVID rear its head, and New Zealand went into lockdown. So a lot of people took that opportunity to actually go pretty hard out with their training, straight on the back of having just finished last season. And at the time under lockdown, that was okay because we were at home. We had plenty of time without the commuting to work and kids' sport going on and those kind of things for a lot of people. And look, there was nothing else to do, so it was a good use of time if you weren't working. But now we're returning to normal, getting back to normal working patterns, normal life patterns. Time is being gobbled up by commuting to work, kids' sport. And there's still a lot of insecurities going on with jobs and financial situations and things like that. So the whole environment has changed. And through that time as well, we went from actually quite a nice period of settled weather under lockdown, where it's lovely to be outside walking, to now the days are short, it's cold. You probably all saw that Wellington had 6 minutes of sun last week, which is just ridiculous. So it's kind of no wonder that we've gone from this, I guess, for a lot of people, those of us who could still work from home, were safe in our homes, we were safe and we had this time and a nice situation with the weather and the time available to train, to stand, kick back a bit. But yeah, we are back into these routines now. And yeah, so things are a bit darker, a bit grimmer, not as much fun as they were. So there are people who are really feeling the effects of all of these things compounding together. Now, some of you might have heard of a thing called seasonal affected disorder, SAD, and it is a real thing, and that some people are particularly prone to this in the middle of winter, where they are feeling cold and dark, lacking sun. It is a form of depression. Affects people to more or less degree. Some doesn't even touch. Others feel it quite heavily. So it's really important to recognize there are all of these things going on which may be affecting us at the moment. So what are we going to do about it? If you've got a touch of the midwinter blues, what are we going to do about it to get you through and feeling good out the other side. Okay, number one is get sun on your skin. So if you work in an office inside all day, you might be commuting in the dark, you're inside all day, commuting in the dark home. If you, wherever you can, get out at lunchtime for a walk in the sun, sit in a window in the office, whatever you can do, but actually don't cover up too much, get sun on your skin. I think it's vitamin D from the sun, a huge part of the feel-good feeling to fight this seasonal disorder. Now, there's actually a town in Norway, I think it is, which is taking this to the extreme. They're in the shade for 6 months of the year, so they've installed huge mirrors on the mountain to reflect sun back down into their town. That is how important it is. So really do take those opportunities and get sun on your skin where you can. Secondly, is really do take expectation off yourself. Okay, it is midwinter right now. It is the end of June. We're triathletes. We're training to be fit come summer. It's 6 months before our half Ironman events. We have got plenty of time to get fit. So take the expectation off yourself right now. Set yourself up with routines if you can. Just really small steps that help you get out and start doing small amounts of exercise. Because often on top of all of this, just sitting around doing nothing really, really can compound those midwinter blues. We all thrive on training and exercise and being out there. So really use that to help us get through this time. But it's important, don't force it. Really make sure that you're finding ways to enjoy what you're doing. You don't have to be training right now, full on training. Do some exercise that you enjoy. And that might be training with a group of people, swimming or running or whatever it might be. But it's actually the act of being with those people, having the social side of it, and maybe them pushing you along to do a bit more than you do on your own. That's where the real benefit is coming in. So yeah, find exercise that you enjoy. Don't feel like you have to be in, I quote, training mode right now. And you want to be doing this simply so that you get to a point where actually you feel the urge to train. You're going, okay, I'm starting to feel better from this movement, from this exercise. And I do want to get fit now. I want to build my fitness. So look for that urge to do more before you try and force it. And look, on top of all of this, particularly for our squad, we're just at the end of our kind of block of training. It is the perfect time to actually take a week off. There is a recovery week of training for those who enjoy moving and feel the benefits of that. But those who would actually just like to get away from it for a week, not think about it any at all, this is the perfect time to take a week off training. Sleep in if you can, spend time with the family, sit in front of the heater, read a book, whatever it might be, but do things you enjoy instead. So that again, at the end of that week, hopefully, you're feeling the urge to get back into training. Because that's what we want. We want to enjoy doing this stuff. We don't want it to be a chore for the next 6 months. So look, that's it. That's my quick cap on the midwinter blues. First thing is do have a stand back and look at yourself and recognize if this is going on. And if it is, understand that it's okay to take a midwinter break. Think of it even as a pre-season break before you really get into your training and you start building away. And even in the coming months, if you're in the middle of training and you get back to this point for whatever reason, again, feel free to take a mid-season break. Okay, if it helps you get that urge to train back, that is so much more valuable than forcing yourself to do something when you're really not into it. And thirdly, just really make sure that you're enjoying the exercise or training that you are doing. And having a squad or groups of people you train with is so, so valuable for this. So maybe instead of riding on the road, you go mountain biking. Maybe you do a few gym classes because it's just nicer being indoors. Maybe it's get back to the squat if you've been missing that. Whatever it is, enjoy doing it. Use the social support of other people and let it just flow from there. So there we go. That's it for this week. If you've got a touch of the midwinter blues hanging over you, do something about it. You'll come out the other side feeling so much better for it.